Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 36. Lord Chaitanya Conquers Benares, Episode 5. These three subjects are explained in every aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus showed for each and every sutra the defects in Shankara Acharya's explanations, all the assembled Mayavadi sannyasis were indeed struck with wonder. Then all of the Mayavadi sannyasis said, "Your Holiness, kindly know from us that we actually have no quarrel with your refutation of these meanings, for you have thus given a clear understanding of the sutras. We know that all this word jugglery springs from the imagination of Shankara Acharya, and yet, because we belong to his sect, we accept it, although it does not satisfy us. Now, let us see how well you can describe the sutras in terms of their direct meaning." Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his direct explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. Brahman, who is greater than the greatest, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is full in six opulences, and therefore he is the reservoir of ultimate truth and absolute knowledge. In his original form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full with transcendental opulences, which are free from the contamination of the material world. It is to be understood that in all Vedic literature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal. But when we speak of the Supreme as impersonal, we thus deny his spiritual potencies. So logically, if you accept half of the truth, you cannot understand the whole. And so, it is only by devotional service, beginning with hearing, that one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the only means to approach him. By practicing this regulated devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master, one certainly awakens one's dormant love of Godhead. This process is called abhideya, and if one develops one's love of Godhead and becomes attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, then gradually one loses attachment to everything else. Love of Godhead is so exalted that it is considered to be the fifth goal of human life. And by awakening one's love of Godhead, one can attain the platform of conjugal love, tasting it even during the present span of life. The Supreme Lord, who is greater than the greatest, becomes submissive to even a very insignificant devotee because of one's devotional service. It is the beautiful and exalted nature of devotional service that the infinite Lord becomes submissive to the infinitesimal living entity because of devotional service. And in reciprocal devotional activities with the Lord, the devotee actually enjoys the transcendental mellow of devotional service. Therefore, one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, activities in terms of that relationship, and the ultimate goal of life, namely, to develop love of God, these three subjects are explained in every aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, for they form the culmination of the entire Vedanta philosophy. Recorded January 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.